الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من بنى لله بيتا ولو مثل ما فزت بنى الله بيتا في الجنه، او كما قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. وقال في حديث اخر: المثل يسوق من اسواق الاخره، من دخل كان خيف الله كلا المغفره وتخفه الكرامه، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, brothers, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala for Allah Ta'ala's numerous blessings upon us. And the most precious blessing Allah Ta'ala has given us is this ni'mat of Iman upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And without any effort from our side, making us from the ummah of our beloved Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Some ulama used to make this dua: Ya Allah, without asking, you had made us from this great ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We beg of you, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make us amongst those who are in the shade of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that will be the greatest honor, that we be under the shade of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we earn the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. This is mentioned in the hadith when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and our respected Mawlana had even read the ayat of the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَادِلُ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, that maintaining the masjid, building the masjid, looking after the masjid, all of those, and who make the masjid alive with amal of deen, they are a sign of that person having iman. بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. In fact, in one hadith we had heard that, as Mawlana read, that if you see a person frequent in the masjid, then remember that is a sign of that person's iman. And it comes in on hadith also, a mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in a water. The moment he goes out of the masjid, his whole object is to come back to the masjid. In this one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says, Al-Masal yusukum naswaq al-akhirah. The masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a masjid is that place. It doesn't have to be a beautiful building too. Any place that is there that has been waqf for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is where it has been waqf, now it goes directly in the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are not free as we can do what we like to do in the masjid, according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the laws of iman in Islam, we have to govern that particular masjid. So as one says, Sukum yaswaq in akhira, the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a bazaar from the bazaar of akhirat. Man dakhla kana zayfan lillah. Anyone who comes to the masjid, that person becomes a visitor, a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Becoming a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an ordinary thing. In the matter of the world, we see if a person is invited by some person of this world who has some position, worldly position, how happy he becomes. Go around saying that I've been invited by so-and-so person, so-and-so president, I have a bit honor with him. Here the word of Rasulullah is just that kana zayfan lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, that that person becomes a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person becomes a guest of Allah ta'ala, then what does he do? In this hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says, kirahu al-maghfira. We go to anybody's house, in that particular house, the zamzam water he may give us, may feed us, that is how we become and give that person some sort of respect and honor. Nabi alayhi salam says, kirahu al-maghfira. When you come to the house of Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala's mihmani and Allah ta'ala feeds you. What is Allah kirahu al-maghfira? That he gives you forgiveness. Forgiveness is not an ordinary thing. Forgiveness is such a great thing that first means that that person will die with iman. And we should not take iman for granted. There is no one that can take my will definitely die with iman. There are so many incidents when somebody we feel dies with iman, in the Allah is iman may not be correct. So that is why dying with iman and asking Allah, begging Allah for husni khatima, that should be maintained in our dua daily. Our Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah says that in one riwayat, always many times he mentioned that between the Faradh Sunnat and Faradh of Fajr Salah, sincerely we make this dua three times. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika nushrika bika wa ana alam wa astaghfiruka lima la alam. Oh Allah, I seek protection that I should assign my partner to you knowingly. And what I did not do, Ya Allah, maybe some mistake, then Ya Allah, I beg for forgiveness. From the bottom of our heart, three times we will make this dua, inshallah will aziz, Allah Ta'ala will grant that person a death of iman. How many instances are there in the kitab that they have written that the great ulama of the ummah, until they did not die with iman, they were not satisfied. We know the very, very famous incident of one great wali of Allah, the Junayd rahmatullah alayhi, and a particular person, that great saint, there was a lady, they used to mock him when he started to go masjid, that is your beard better or the beard of my goat? So then he never used to give an answer. And then he advised that the day I take my janazah past this particular lady's house. And then Allah Ta'ala made a voice come on that today Junaid can say that his beard is better than the beard of his goat, the beard of your goat, because he has died with iman. If he did not die with iman, then what she said was true, that the beard of the particular goat was better than me. So that is the fear they had with iman, those people who lived 24 hours of their lives upon the deen. And today in this time, when from all four corners, the LGBT is there, unfortunately the World Cup soccer is there, which takes away, we admire people who have nothing to do with deen. From every source we are invited to Ghairullah, how much more necessary it becomes for us to see that our iman is guarded. That is why it is stated that the first duty of parent is this, to make the fikr and concern of his iman. Today we have many concerns about our children, what to do with them, what their future will be. Their future, if they have iman, then the future is only rosy and rosy. In this world, difficulties may come, tests must come. There is nobody in this world without a test. Allah Himself says, that this world, Allah has created a test. This is not a place of reward, this is a place of test. So you can be a president, you can be an ordinary beggar on the street, everybody goes to, you can be a big sheikh or a hadith in a madrasa, you can be an imam, whatever you may be, everyone will go through a test in this particular world. And that is why we see in the test, Allah has given a complete and beautiful code of Sharia, that we will not in any way cut the Sharia in any way, and adjust the Sharia to the 15 of the times today, but we ourselves will adjust ourselves. We will make a sacrifice of our desires and see what the beautiful command of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, and accordingly we will earn maghfirah. So in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salam kiram maghfirah. Maghfirah means now Allah will forgive the person, there will be no question for him, he will enter Jannat without any questioning. That will be the real day when real honor is there. For man zuhziyan in nar, ursil al-jannah faqad faz. And that is why we have been created. And we know that in our hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, you have been created. And the three questions we will ask also have been thrown to us. That who our sustainers, our link with Allah Ta'ala, what was our link with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? That is we and our children, today our main concern must be this, that our children must be linked to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has sent this beautiful masjid and a masajid around here, to link ourselves with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala by making the masjid abad. And not just reading salat, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to establish salat. In other words, that namaz will be read with all the requirements of namaz. In one hadith it has been stated that our namaz should be read in a way as if we are seeing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But these eyes which are perishable cannot see Allah Ta'ala. Then remember that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. And every time that we read our salat, when we go out from the masjid, our iman must be strengthened. Our link with Allah Ta'ala must build every day, even if it's just 1 inch. If our link with Allah Ta'ala is not strengthening, that means there is some great defect in our salat. To read our namaz with khushu, or khuzu, etc. At least learn what the meaning of Surah Fatiha is. And we read Surah Fatiha where Allah says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They come in hadith that Allah Ta'ala saying, Hamidun Abdi, my banda, my servant has praised me. This long hadith, my dear brothers. So anyway, if we read our salat in that particular way, then it is not possible that the deficiencies we have, the shortcomings we have in our life, we will continue with those shortcomings. One person had a weakness, but that person read his namaz correctly. It came to Rasulullah and noticed Nabi alayhi salam said his namaz was stopping from that particular weakness. So our weaknesses continue in spite of coming to salah. That means we must rectify our salah. We must make an effort on that salah. The sahaba made an effort on that particular salah. That link with Allah Ta'ala was built. The least is this, that we cannot see Allah in this world, my Allah is watching me. And when we go out of the masjid, inshallah, that should remain for us for some time. And the last part of that is, Nabi alayhi salam said, tukhfatuhu wa karama. That when a person visits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house, which is the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala will honor that person. When somebody comes to us, he's an honorable guest, going there, we give him some hadiah. Sometimes we give attar, sometimes we give food, whatever it may be. From here, Allah will give us honor and respect. Respect when Allah gives that person, that means the respect in this world also, Allah Ta'ala will put his respect in the hearts of people. How much a person may was say regarding him, but from the bottom of the heart, respect of that person will come out. And the real respect is this, when the time of death, when the malaika will give us respect. When we die with this iman, and are raised with this particular iman. So alhamdulillah, as Maulana said, all those who have contributed in any way, in building this masjid, those who have passed away, and who have a dire desire that this masjid must be built, Allah Ta'ala reward them tremendously. Now in this masjid, in our vicinity, it is our duty now, inshallah, that this masjid must be done in a certain way that makes this masjid abad. When a person walks away from here, he must walk with iman. We know a very, very similar reason over Sumama bin Asal radiallahu ta'ala, that he was a captive. He was brought in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you give the commandment that I should be given a leader of his community from Yamama, that if I have to be slain in Taktul Zaradami, then verily I was after your blood, you have the right to take my blood. In those days, even the non-Muslim had some sort of what you respect and honor. But if you will make ihsan upon me and forgive me, then I will reward you on the basis of your ihsan. In some worldly way, I will reward you in some way. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, they take him and fasten him to one of the pillars of the masjid. In Masjid Nabi, that was the prison at that particular time, so that you could see the amal of the Muslim. Secondly, Nabi alayhi salam called, what have you decided? He gave the same answer. Third day came, and Nabi alayhi salam asked him, what did you decide? The same answer. Rasulullah set him free without any condition. We know where the Masjid Nabi is, right in front where the courts are, there was a beautiful garden there, where Nabi alayhi salam used to go at times and even what you call, drink water from the particular garden. As the Nabi alayhi salam, he went, he took a bath and came back and read his kalima. And he said, that I did not read that, I already saw the beauty of Islam and I stayed here. But I did not want to read the kalima under captivity, thinking that I am bringing iman for the sake of freeing myself. So that was the life that the Muslims used to have. Today I have to judge myself, we have to judge ourselves, the dealings that we have. Are we inviting people to the deen of Allah Ta'ala? And what akhlaq we need? We don't have to go anywhere, look for anything. We want you to see the akhlaq of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, how sorry it is, how heart sore a person feels. Then, the soccer players, our children imitate them in every way. They know their names. Our beloved Nabi and Sunnahs are not known. Sahaba Kiram Sunnahs are not known. Bring so much love, talk so much of Rasulullah Sallam, read the Seerat Kitab of Nabi in our houses, in our masajid, etc. So that we also develop that love. Our children also develop the love that they wish to imitate every Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes you find a person who brings his iman, Islam. The questions he asks is put to shame that how did Rasulullah do this particular act? I mean, our minds, he did not even enter our minds that how did Nabi Hassan do that particular act? So Allah Ta'ala grant, inshallah, everyone, Allah Ta'ala grant them a great, what do you call, reward in the akhirat. And Allah Ta'ala make our masajid abad everywhere. And make our masajid where a person walks with the nur of iman, with ittiba'i sunnat. And walk away that we do not in any way compromise any act of deen. But we ourselves, we should correct ourselves. We know the very, very famous incident where people have written of what parrot they were brought. And that old lady loved the parrot so much. But he said, the beak is so much. He said, it's with difficulty. Let me just cut the beak off. But his feet, what you call the nails, let me just straighten it. And in the end, the parrot was not left. But unfortunately, we are doing today the same thing with Iman and Islam. Let this go, please this person, please that person. And Iman and Islam will not remain. And that is why only Iman in purity will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant me the tawfiq, Allah grant us the tawfiq, and make our Allahumma sadir also. Where inshallah, when we come, walk out from the masjid, our Iman strengthens, our ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala strengthens, our relations with Rasulullah comes strengthened, our relations with deen comes better, our akhlaq becomes better, and we try and bring one sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our life daily inshallah, in ourselves, in our houses. How many times we come into the masjid, we don't even read the dua of coming to the masjid. Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik, such a great dua. It comes in the hadith when a person leaves for the masjid, a person will make dua, Ya Allah, I am leaving for your pleasure. Make that niyat. Ya Allah, grant me maghfirat. Ya Allah, grant, accept my coming to the masjid. Then when we come into the masjid, we read that particular dua. Imagine the doors of mercy are open from Allah Ta'ala's side. Not mercy of any mankind, not mercy of any president. Then how great that person will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will not want to leave that masjid. So Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, my dear brother, is making this masjid abad. What our musallis to 24/7 it becomes abad, inshallah. And we around who are staying here, inshallah, we see that we did all our five salat in the masjid of jamaat. We study in ta'aleem, we learn the Quran, we learn to correct our salat. We learn what you call the tilawat of the Quran is Kareem is concerned. Come early into the masjid and make dua for the ummah that ummah is serving throughout the world and link our children to the masjid. We look at it in many, many places, in many countries where the masjid was not built. We have to today thank our forefathers when they came to this country. Well, in spite of the meager means, they had one very great fikr and concern. One is a masjid and one is a maktab. In spite of the meager means, they made sure a masjid and a maktab was built. And in reality, it is their efforts at that time we see the fruit of imania, whatever we little we see. Although there were great deficiencies, but little we see. In those countries where their forefathers went, and they were not concerned about building a masjid, not concerned about a maktab that was there, after one or two generations, people who are from great great families have lost the iman too. So Allah keep us linked to the masjid, and Allah keep give us death in a way it comes in a hadith. Then one of the people on a day of Qiyamah will get a shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rajulun kalbu muallakum in masjid. The dead person will heart in a masjid. The moment he comes out, he wants to get to the masjid. When is the next namaz time coming? Not that he run out of the masjid. Study in the masjid, come early, make tilawat of the Quran Kareem. And inshallah, visualize that to read my salat. That is why Shah Wali Ullah said that all the sunnahs are there to make us ready for the faraz. Coming outside, straight onto the musalla, the mind is outside. How can our concentration be in salat? So Allah give me the tawfiq of correcting my salat, inshallah. Give us all the tawfiq of building this beautiful house of Allah Ta'ala and all of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala reward our forefathers too and all that have made this particular masjid also come into existence. And Allah make it possible that every corner has a masjid and every masjid is full, inshallah. We are young, old, everyone, inshallah. We will make abad the house of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will look after us. And we will neglect the house of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will neglect us too. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.